Hey, you're listening to Amud v'Chazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, final Amud in the Maseches, which is very exciting. Rosh Hashanah, beautiful 3.5 months of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, looking for, and which is amazing to finish less than a month before Rosh Hashanah, and about a month, around a month before Yom Kippur, we're going to be starting Yuma, embarking on this journey for close to 9 months. So, looking forward to that. That endeavor. I'm Yitzhak Shem. We're going to be doing the Siyum, the Shavuos, I believe, during Shal Shudas. So, hope everyone's around and able to. We've worked it out with Rav Cohen and Lenny, said it shouldn't be a problem. There's enough going on, but it shouldn't conflict. It should just enhance Yitzhak Shem. Okay. We're going to start at the bottom of Lamed Daled Amud Beis. And by the bottom, I use that term loosely. We are on, okay, so it's the two dots, probably about maybe around 10 lines down from the bottom. Kishem Shishaliach Tzibor. Got it? Okay. Kishem Shishaliach Tzibor Chayiv Kol Kach Kol Yochid V'Yochid V'Chulei. So we said in the Mishnah, we had a machlokas, whether the Shliach Tzibor can potter the congregation, essentially, with his Chazar Sashatz or not, which is that's this machlokas between the Rabban and Gamliel. So let's learn a brisa that has a more expansive version of this very brief halacha in the Mishnah. Tanya Amru Lo Rabban Gamliel. It's actually the follow up. So they said to Rabban Gamliel, let's just take a look at this line in the Mishnah first. The Mishnah is on the previous daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. The line is at the end of the Mishnah. Shliach tzibur chayev kach kol yachid kishem shliach tzibur chayev kach kol yachid v'yachid chayev. Rabbi Gamliel omer shliach tzibur motzi es harav midei chavasan. Rabbi Gamliel says no, the shliach tzibur is motzi the rabbim, which would then make you wonder what's the purpose in the first place. Then according to the Rabbanan, if everyone has to do it anyway, so hopefully we'll see. So the Braisa says, the Gemara is quoting over here. Tanya, Amru lo Rabbi Gamliel. They said to Rabbi Gamliel, "L'dvarech, according to you, lamat tzibur mispalalin." So why do we have a silent Shemoneh Esrei? If everyone is yotzi with the shliach tzibur, so there shouldn't be a quiet Shemoneh Esrei first. Amr lehem, he said to them, "Kidei lahazdir shliach tzibur tfilaso." It's like stalling. It's a buffer for the shliach tzibur to be able to prepare his tefillin, arrange it, and get, do what he needs to do. Sometimes there's a schedule for one of the places I teach, and I've built-in prep periods. So we give the shots a built-in prep period. You don't have to come in advance, and you have to arrange your tefillah. Of course, this is much more critical back when they were davening Baal Peh, so they had to arrange their thoughts, as opposed to you have like a sitter in front of you and you just read it. But anyway, that's what he says. So really, the silent tefillah, we kind of put that in there as something to do while he gets ready for davening, but you're right, technically they wouldn't really need it because they could be a two with him. Amar lahem, Rabbi Gamliel, but then he says back to them, l'divreichem, according to you guys, l'ma shliach tzibur yored lefnei ateva. So why do you have a shliach tzibur? Right? If you're telling me that no one's yotzi with the shliach tzibur, so then don't have one. Right? Save some nice money on the Yom Narayim. What's going on here? Amrulo, they said to him, Kedei lahotzi es she'ino baki. Well, no, that's to be motzi, someone who's not a baki. Meaning, you're right. Not everyone is able to... Why is that? 1 second. Yeah. So not everyone is able to daven, and so the people who are not able to daven, they can be yotze with this guy, but everybody else, they have to daven on their own. Amar lahem, Amar lahem, kishim shemotzi hashein abaki. So he says to them, so if they're able to be motzi somebody who is not a baki, then kach motzi es abaki. So then, if they have the power to be motzi someone, then they should be able to be motzi everyone. Okay, Amar Rabbi Bar Chana. Now Rabbi Bar Chana, the Emura, is going to comment. Amar Rabbi Yochan, the name of Rabbi Yochan, Modim Chachamon the Rabban Gamliel. So it didn't have a response there, and he says that the Rabbanon actually respond, that they accepted, they agreed to Rabbi Gamliel. The Rav Amar, but Rav said not like Rabbi Yochanan, said Adayin hi machlokes. It's actually still a machlokes. So either they conceded or maybe they didn't. Shama Rabbi Chiya Bered Rabba Bar Nachmani. Rabbi Chiya Bered Rabba Bar Nachmani heard this. Azal, and he went. Amr l'shmaita kamei de Rabbi Dimi Bar Chinana. And he said the teaching to Rabbi Dimi Bar Chinana. Amr lei, and he said to him, Hachi Amr Rav, this is what Rav says, Adayin hi machlokes. It's still a machlokes. Amr lei Rabba Bar Chana. So Amr lei, he said to him, Rabba Bar Chana nami hachi kamar. He said back, yeah, this is what Rabbi Barchana said, that this is what Rabbi Yochanan said. Lahashmaita, Rabbi Yochanan said this teaching, afligale Rish Lakish, Vamar Adayin hi machlokes. He said, yeah, it's true. You're teaching me this halacha. It's true that when Rabbi Yochanan said this, Rish Lakish also said it's still a machlokes. So he quoted that, yeah, it's true that you're, I mean, I'm telling you, I said Rabbi Yochanan, you said that you heard it's in the name of Rav, it's still machlokes. It's true, there is actually a dissenting view, because even when Rabbi Yochanan said this, Rish Lakish was there or around, and he also responded that it's still a machlokes. So there's a machlokes between Rish Lakish and Rav on one hand and Rabbi Yochanan on the other hand, whether it's still a machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel, or if they conceded to his shita. Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? Vam Rabbi Chana Tzipora, but Rabbi Chana Tzipora said, it's interesting, his name is Chana. Rabbi Chana Tzipora, Tzipora also sounds like a girl's name, but that's from, probably from Tzipori. But Rabbi Chana Tzipora, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Hilchasak Rabbi Gamliel, the halacha is in accordance with Rabbi Gamliel. So, Hilchasa Michlal de Pligi. You don't say the halacha is like him if everybody really holds that. You just say this is the halacha. So it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan maintains it still is a machlokes that no one was moda. So which meaning within Rabbi Yochanan at least we thought it was consistent, but it seems not. So what's going on here? Kisolik Rabbi Abba Miami when Rabbi Abba went to the sea. Rashi says that he went on a trip to Svina Leon Vichazer, and then he returned. He came back from being on a trip on the sea. Perisha, he explained, Modim Chachamim L'Rabban Gamliel B'Brachos Shal Rosh Hashanah V'Shal Yom Kippurim. That the Chachamim agreed to Rabban Gamliel that everyone can rely on a Shliach Tzibor when it comes to the Brachos of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which would also possibly explain why it's written here. The halacha michlal de pligi, and when we said the halacha is in accordance with him, implying that they argue that they still have a machlokas, that's bibrachos de kol hashana. Okay, meaning that according to one source, it's that the chachamim conceded to Rabbi Gamliel, and the other source, the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, implying they did not concede. So they conceded by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. They did not concede on the rest of davening. Ini v'ha'amar Rav Chana Tzipora amar Rav Yochanan halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel bebracha shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom Kippurim. Hold on, we have another tradition from Rav Chana Tzipora that the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel when it comes to the brachos of Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom Kippurim. Again, which implies. Right, that implies over there that there's a machlokis even by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So Elam Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Man Modim. So Rav Nachman 86 says, who's the modim? Right, there's modim. Someone agrees to Rabbi Gamliel. Who is it? Rav Meir he. It's not all the chachamim. It's just Rav Meir. The halacha mechlal de pligi. And when we said the halacha is in accordance with him, implying that there's a machlokis. Rabbanan. That's the rest of the Rabbanan. I don't know, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon. It's the other Rabbanan. But when we said that someone was moda to Rabbi Gamliel, that was Rabbi Meir. Detanya, as we learned in a brisa, Bracho shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom Kippurim, Shliach Tzibur Motzi Harabim Yidei Chavasan, Divrei Rabbi Meir. We see Rabbi Meir indeed holds this, that on the Yom Menorayim, the shatz can be motzi everybody. The Chachamim Omrim, and the Chachamim say, Kishim Shishliach Tzibur Chayiv, kach kol yachid biyachid chayiv. So we see that there actually is a third opinion. There's Rebbe, at least over here, maybe there's not a third opinion, but this is over here, at least by the, it would be a third opinion, at least by the Yamna Rayim, Rabbi Meir would agree with the Chachamim. Not with the Chachamim, with Rebbe Gamliel. Now that here's the question, though. Maishnahani, what's the difference between Yamna Rayim and the rest of the davening? Ilim Mishum Din Nefishi Kroy, if you're telling me, because there's a lot of psukim, Vamarav Chanan al Amarav, Kevan Shamar with Rasa Kasuv Lemor, Shuv Einot Sarich. But hold on, you don't actually have to say so many psukim. Now this seems to be referring to, the way Rashi understands, Rashi quotes two opinions, what it means so many psukim. Rashi says that the pshat that he makes more sense to him is that, what does it mean by psukim? It means psukim of musaf. Rashi says over here, Dika de musfei Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, v'machiz, at least this next part. I mean, there's a lot of psukim you have to remember. There's the Malchios, there's the Zachronos, there's the Shofros, there's the things by the Musaf. And then it says, but that can't be the problem. That can't be a reason that we're going to be, everyone be Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur on these days, because you don't really need to say all of those psukim. And because it said, because we have a teaching that once you say the, once you say these words, as it says in your Torah, you don't actually have to spell out the psukim. So Rashi says this is not referring to Malchus and Zechoros and Shofros, it's only referring to the psukim of the Musaf. Once you mention the carbon Musaf, as it says in your Torah, you don't have to actually quote all those psukim. Rashi says he has a teaching that it's the Malchus, that this is also like that he heard from his Rebbeim, that it's also referring to Malchus, Zechronos, and Shofros, but that shot doesn't make sense to him, because like, how can you not mention those psukim? And there's a whole discussion Rishon over here. But anyway, the point is, so that can't be the reason that we're going to have everybody be Yotze with the Shliach Tzibor, meaning even people don't do that by the right rest of the year. But on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we allow that. That shouldn't be the reason, because you could leave out a bunch of those psukim, at least about, the Musaf. So El Mishum de Avshi Brachos, because the Brachos are Avshi. Rashi says, Shari Kantesha Aruchos and Matos, there's a lot of very long Brachos, meaning basically it's complicated. The davening is on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is long and complicated, and because it's Avshi Brachos, the length of the Brachos, there's a lot going on in the Brachos, that is a little overwhelming for the, and we're going to let people be Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur, or at least some people will be, let them be Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur. Gufa, that itself is a question. Right, so he said, Rav Chanan said in the name of Rav, that once you say, you don't have to mention any of the psukim, at least by Muslim, right? So for me, no, he thought over here, Hani mili biyachid, avo b'tzibur, lo. We thought maybe that's like something that's a special yachid thing, but by the tzibor, by the shliach tzibor, he has to say the psukim about the karam mosaf. It's just like a leniency for a yachid. So itmar amar but it's actually stated amar of Yeshua ben Levi amar yachid yachid echad tzibor kivan shamar sraschal kasuv leimor shuv einot tzarech. It was said explicitly that it doesn't matter if it's a yachid or a tzibor, they don't, once they say you don't need to mention the other psukim. Again, which psukim is a discussion in the Rishonim. Rashi holds the psukim of Musaf. Okay, a little bit more. Amar Rabbi Elazar, li'olam yaster adam tfilosov achach hachispal. Really, a person should always arrange his tfilos, and then afterwards, you should daven. Meaning prepare what you're going to say. It's brought down in the post game is specifically if it's by heart. In general, it's a good practice. We don't really think about this so much, but before you get to Shmoneh Esrei, think about what you plan on davening for. Maybe people do it for the Amnon Rayim, maybe, but it's a good thing to do in general. So what do I want to ask for? What do I want to say? What do I want to say to Hashem? And then done getting into davening. Amar Rabbi Abba, Mistavra Milsei Rabbi Elazar, Bebrachos Shal Rosh Hashanah Shal Yom Kippurim. Mistavra milsei de Rabbi Elazar bebrachos shel Rosh Hashanah shel Yom Kippurim v'shel Prakim. it's logical that this teaching, Rabbi Elazar, especially by Brachas Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and of Shal Prakim of certain occasions, Moados is Rashi, Aval Dechol Hashanah Lo, but to do it for every davening, you daven every single day. You know the basic structure of the davening, the words. You don't really need to do that. And he's the so. V'ha Rav Yehuda Misadar Tzlosei Umatzli. But we have a teaching that Rav Yehuda would arrange his tefillos and daven. It sounds like whenever he davened, he would arrange his tefillos. Shani Rav Yehuda, get this. Rav Yehuda is a different case. Why? Kevan dimitlasan yomen latlasan yomen have a matzli kiprakim dami. Because he would only daven once every 30 days, it was like a special occasion. It was like a yom tov almost when he would daven, and therefore it was a little bit fresh and he needed to do that. The reason that he did that is that he was learning during this time. Shahoya Rashi says Shahoya Machazir Talmudo Kol Shloshim Yom. He would learn all of his Torah every 30 days, and he was a very, very intense level of learning. That he was so involved in his learning that he actually was putter from davening, and he went over every single bit. This is Rav Yehuda Rosh Hashiva Pomedisa Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel, and so he review all of his teachings. And therefore, it was he didn't have to daven. Every time he would daven was once every 30 days. And so then he actually had to prepare his davening to make sure he was saying the right thing. Okay, I think we will hold it here. These last few lines we'll save for the siyum. It was not premature to say mazel tov, yeshar koach, on plugging through, and especially starting a shiur at 10:45 at night, kol kavod. And I'm looking forward to learning Yuma with you.